Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you guys be? It's so good to be with you guys again today. My whole timing got messed up. I thought yesterday was Sunday and today was Monday. Therefore, when I went out with friends, I didn't think about it. And in the middle of dinner, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to do a show. Because today's not Sunday. So I apologize for having missed our time together. But we are here now. And what would you like to talk? If anybody would like to be on the air and talk with me, let's go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and give us a call at 323-375-0849 and press 1 to be in the queue. Unless you press 1, we don't see you. And we've been getting emails saying, I call, but I never get called on. So we apologize for that, but you got to press 1 in order to be in the queue and show up. So how was your week? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. How do you like that Mercury retrograde? Interesting, right? It was funny because yesterday I woke up late, but yesterday morning I woke up at 8 o'clock. And the only reason I woke up that early or that late is because my dog came to wake me up. Other than that, I was like dead to the world. And so we go out. She didn't want to walk, which was a little bit strange. It was a nice, cool morning, and she didn't want to walk. So we just went a little bit in the front of the house, a little bit away, then came back right away. And from the time we came back until about 2 o'clock, she just slept. And slept and slept. And it was getting to a point that I was worried because she never does that. And then when she woke up at 2, then she was like her old self. And I'm going, oh my gosh, the energies are that strong. I have been so busy this past weekend that I didn't pay attention to it. And usually when I know there's going to be a retrograde, see, to me, I don't make retrograde significant. I just say because made it into this big, oh my gosh, everything's going to go wrong, everything's going to break, everything's not going to work for me during these next couple of days because of the cosmic alignment. Well, that's not true. The collective consciousness belief is that because there's Mercury retrograde, things are not going to work. If you unplug from that and plug into everything works for me 100% of the time, you're going to start changing that. Okay, so when I know something like that is happening, I ask, how can this work to my advantage? How can I use this to my advantage? And what would it take for me to have ease with the retrograde that's going on? And what would it take for me to have ease with blah, blah, blah? And I always think of the question, how can I use this to my advantage? Because you can always use whatever is happening. Have you heard the saying, where there's chaos, there's opportunity? Well, my friends, voila. People have been having issues with their bodies. This past weekend, due to the energies that the planets are bringing. Those energies, by the way, are energies that we have created and we have called, and now they're here to serve us. Now, the key with all of this is be in allowance. Drop your barriers and allow the energies to do what they came to do. Do not resist barriers, because if you do that, then you're going to start having intensities in the body. You're going to start having some other stuff. Okay? And also disconnect from the collective consciousness of things are not going to work for me because of what we're the phase that we're in right now. No. Everything always works for you if you determine to work for you. It might not look the way you expected it to look, but it's always working for you. Okay? So collective conscience. Remember the 100th monkey? When the monkeys found out that if they wash your fruit, their food, whatever it was, yams or whatever, it tasted better. It didn't have the sand on it. And when the 100th monkey washed it, then all the other monkeys in other islands were doing the same thing. Same thing. If you believe, it's called the collective consciousness. There's a tipping point there. If enough people believe certain things, then then it becomes something that the collective consciousness is aware of. And naturally, we all kind of like the monkeys, you know, the islands. We just go with it, and we believe it to be truth and gospel, and there's nothing that can be changed. Everything can is mutable. Even what we believe is not mutable, is mutable. But you got to come from the point of view that everything is mutable. If you don't, then it's not. And everything that's coming up will be the strength and creator of the field. Right, everyone, getting back from Pacoma, Church, Space, and Beyond. Funny thing happened this past weekend as well. A Facebook friend of mine, she fixed her daughter's iPod. And she did it using some energy work. Now, who would think that's doable, correct? But it's doable because she knew, she had it in her knowledge that she could do it. So she fixed it. She saved herself like, I don't know, a couple of $100. So, you know, if you make it your reality that you can change anything you want to, the way you want to, might not look the way you're looking for it to look like, but it will eventually be what your 10 different streams of income. Now, I expected one to come and then have it be settled, and then another one to come and be settled and going and so forth. No, linear. How human of me when everything is happening at the same time. So be out cognizant and be aware of what you're asking for and what you're allowing. If you are trying to determine, and this is how it's got to be, like this past weekend when I met with friends, this past weekend was Memorial Day weekend. For those of you who are not from the States, that is the weekend where the pools open and people go to the beach. It's pretty much the beginning of summer season. Time to enjoy the water parks and so forth. Station around the table was, oh my gosh, there's no way I'm showing up on the beach because my legs are so pale, or I need to go to a tanning booth before I show up, or oh no, I gained weight over the holidays and I haven't been able to shed them off yet. Therefore, I cannot even go close to the pool. I'm like, wow. So every time that you make a statement like that, or every time that you say, whenever I eat something, my thigh is gaining weight or so, that is the exact message you're giving your body. Body, when I take a bite of this, you will expand so that my thighs get bigger. And to be honest, your body is way more aware than you ever know, more aware than you are. Therefore, your body, even before you don't even have to say the word, just the energy of it, and your body will do what you want to do. Because after all, you are the human. You are the owner of the body. The body will do so. So be aware of how you talk to your body. If you say, body, would you like a piece of cheesecake? And you get the feeling that, yeah, that will taste good. Then have the cheesecake, but be present as you eat the cheesecake. And don't be thinking, oh my gosh, is this going to go to my legs, to my thighs, to my belly, to my butt? Just be present in the flavor of the cheesecake, in the texture of the cheesecake. And then don't even be in a neutral position as you eat it, and enjoy it. Your body will enjoy it. Your body might only want one or two or three pieces, and that's it. You don't have to finish a piece. And then your body will be happy. You are not giving your body instructions to put on pounds anywhere in your body. And that's how you treat your body. That's how you talk. Not as if I cannot even look at myself in the mirror. I'm not saying that I don't have those thoughts. In the morning, sometimes I wake up, and if you haven't had a good night's sleep, you know, you might look a little haggard, but you just look at yourself in the mirror and look in your eyes and say, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono is a Hawaiian phrase, sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Simple. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. while you're looking at yourself in the eye, in the mirror, just say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Just feel what comes in your body when you say that. And then if you want to go the short way, just say, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono. And see how that changes. I love you. Just, I love you. But looking at yourself in the mirror, looking at yourself in the eye while you do this, not that hard. It's how you start to learn to appreciate you, to have gratitude, be grateful for who you be. And then your body will say, I love you back. I've been waiting forever for you to say that to me. Because the body, if you ever go to the gym, that's one of the reasons I do not go to gyms, because there's people pushing their bodies, although they have beautiful, beautiful bodies. I see them checking themselves out in mirrors, and they are not looking the beauty that they be. They are looking for flaws. Now, let me ask you something. If you're looking for flaws, will you find them? Oh, yeah. You can always find flaws. If you're looking for beauty, will you find it? Let me tell you what happened to me this morning. So this morning, we went out. My dog and I went out a little way for a walk. And as we're standing there, I see this little bitty tiny, about a 2-inch mouse. Beautiful little mouse. Dark gray, kind of like blue gray. And he was crawling around. And we were, it must have been like 5 feet away from it. And she was watching it, and I was watching it. She didn't do anything. And he was just going his own merry way, as if we were not even there. That is how you be in your space. Animals don't fear you. Animals normally have a sense and awareness of what you be and if you're a danger to them. But when you're just a space, and when you're communing with nature, you become nature, and they ignore you. Sometimes when we go out walking, owls come by, flying really low, and same thing with hawks. And some of them, I didn't realize they were so little, like as big as a pigeon. As small as a pigeon, I should say. And others are a little bit bigger, but they are so majestic and so beautiful, but they just come flying out of nowhere, eye level, I would say, and I'm only 5'1". And then it's like, but that, you know, the more you're in nature and the more you are in peace with you and everybody else and everything else and everyone else, then you become communion with everything. But you got to start with loving you. So, if you will, repeat after me. Ho'oponopono. 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 Take a deep breath. Remember that. If that made you feel good, do it again. When I go to my yoga class, I usually show up half an hour before your class starts. And as I lay down on the mat, I go from my toes, saying, toes, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. Shin, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. Knees, please forgive me. I just go all the way up. And as I get to my torso, I talk to each and every organ. And do that for the liver, do that for the kidney. If you have something that is bothering you, that it has some intensity, you definitely want to say Ho'oponopono, or you just want to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. Definitely. So your body, how you talk to your body, will make a huge difference on how your body behaves with you. We are used to taking our bodies for granted. That's what we are. Used to taking our bodies for granted, and then we just assume that our bodies are dumb, and it's something that we have control over it, and it doesn't have any awareness. That's the point of view that we have. Well, actually, she said that's the Western point of view. But in Asia, like the Chinese and Japanese, they honor their body. That's why they have, they know about the meridians, and they know about some other body processes out there. But it's about time to start being in communion with you and your body, so that you can, if you have an intention in your body, taking medications, we're trying to heal it with chiropractor visits. And if you were to ask your body, who does this belong to? And if it's not yours, it's going to go away. But you have to acknowledge that it's not yours. And sometimes it's not a who, but it's a what. Because we have promised the earth to facilitate her. And if you know, the earth is going through tremendous, tremendous change right now. So sometimes she will give you pain and sensitivity in your body. The key is, and when it's something else, the earth is something. Okay? So you ask, body, who does this belong to? Body, what does this belong to? Return to sender with consciousness attached. Don't forget, we are this dish, satellite dish, that we capture everything around us. Take your own. Otherwise, you're going to have intense throughout the body, and you're going to be taking painkillers, and you're going to be going to the doctor, you're going to be going to all these specialists, and nobody will be able to help you because it's not yours. So how does it get any better than that? And what would it take for you to acknowledge when it's yours and when it's not? Right? So in everything that's coming up, we're just trying to create your open to that business. Ryan Ron, good about Pata Park Online, Shores, Woods, and Beyond. Awesome. So if you're not listening to your body, tell your body, can you tell me in a different way? Body, can you please let me know when you don't like something? But be aware when you say that, because your body will take it seriously. Your body's like a 3-4-year-old kid. It doesn't know when you're joking. It doesn't know when you're not joking. Your body will take every instruction that you give it as an instruction, as a programming code. Okay? And so if you say, body, tell me when you don't want something, don't say, make me throw up. Because your body will make you throw up if it doesn't like something every time. That would be perhaps acceptable if you were living in the wild, but in civilization, perhaps not so much. So make sure you are serious and make sure that whatever instruction you're giving your body, that is something that you can live with. Okay? So let's see. What else? What would you like to have an activation today? What activation can we give you? So let's give you more ease with the energies that are coming in so that your body can lower the barriers. You guys can lower your barriers and your body can just allow no resistance, no resistance whatsoever. Let's go ahead and get ready. Make sure you're not driving or operating heavy machinery as you do this. If you are doing so, please make sure to come back and listen to the recording later on. I've had people recently tell me that after some work that I had recorded, that they were up in the clouds and they were not grounded. It took them a while to get out of that state because they needed grounding big time, which is okay. And it's just about heavy machinery as we do this, okay? So, take a deep breath and exhale. Go ahead and close your eyes. Go ahead and close your eyes. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Deep and wide. Allow the mother's energy to come out your roots, out your torso, and out your crown. let the energy flow to smooth and even. From the mother, up your root, up your torso, and out your crown. Now let's go ahead and call the energy from the Creator in and out, so that your body has more ease with the changes. And you lower your barriers and resistance to changes. Around you, inside of you, and release everything and anything that is preventing you from enjoying the energy and happiness with the changes. Barriers, let the energy do their work. They need you of adjusting to the changes and allowing the energy to come through without resistance. Let's go ahead and extend the energy to your lineage, your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, siblings, and future generations. And in the energies, but it's for them to choose it. Go ahead and unplug you from the collective consciousness of resistance in your notes of stability, and plug you into the collective consciousness of unconditional love and having you think with all you do. Go ahead and ground you. Ground the energies you receive from the Creator. Ground. And allow the mother's energy to come up your root, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground. The energy flow will be smooth and even as it comes up your root, your torso, and now your crown. There you go. When you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face, take a deep breath. Sorry about that. Seems like somebody was choking and I had to have it. What does that belong to, huh? Well, thank you. Thank you, guys. Let me work this out. My throat is itching. Thank you for joining me, and until next time. See you later.